vaccinations, and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's see, I got some temperatures. Beaver, slap out, and buffalo. Is that buffalo? I had a little rain cloud there. Yes, buffalo. You're the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma at 79 degrees. 72 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 77 at Hollis, 74 at Hobart and Lahoma, you're 74. And Sealing, you're 74. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, we have 77 degrees at Lipscomb, 74 at Dozier, 80 degrees at Goodlett, and 77 at Odell. I'm not sure if it's going to rain tonight or not. They're giving us a 20% chance. A building over out here in western Oklahoma, but they for sure starting tomorrow. We got a pretty good shot at some rain over the next 3 or 4 days. So you guys out there cutting hay right now, swathing hay, keep cutting, baby. You're bringing the rain in. I don't like to see hay get rained on, but we need the rain, and we'll give you a pat on the back for cutting your hay to making it rain. So there you go. There's your pat on the back. I think Brandon will be on here in a little bit. I did not text him to see if he was coming on or not, but I'll give him a call here in the next break. Nothing major going on in the ag world that I know of right now. I know I get lots of requests about anybody know anything, what's going on with the ECAP payment and stuff. I think they're working on it. I know for a fact Beckham County said, as soon as they got done with their ARC PLC stuff last week, that they'd get on the ECAP deal. So everybody just keep your reins loose. They'll take care of you. I know there's a few counties, Greer County and another one I heard have already made their ECAP payments, but everybody be calm. You'll get it. It'll be just fine. I'll see if I can get an update on some of the ECAP payments going on around like Dewey, Woodward, and some of those other counties and see what's been going on with it. But just, it's coming. They're not going to, the Dodge, Elon's not going to get it from you. Ain't happening. Let's check out what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybeans were higher overnight on some technical buying and unfavorable weather in Argentina. Investors turned bullish on soybean futures in the week through April 15th, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Bargain hunters may be sinking soybeans, or those who went short the market may have bought back contracts and liquidated their positions. Also giving prices a bump this morning is adverse weather in Argentina. Dry weather in the South American nation may hinder late fill for about 40% of the Argentina's double crop soybeans, according to the Commodity Weather Group in a note to its clients. The same dry weather, however, will aid the country's corn harvest. 8% of the U.S. soybeans were planted as of Sunday. That's up from 2% a week earlier, and the prior five-year average of 5%. According to the USDA, about 12% of the corn crop was in the ground, up from 4% the week prior and the average of 10%. 2% had emerged as of the start of the week. Some 17% of the U.S. spring wheat was planted. That's up 7% from the week prior and average of 12% for this time of the year. 2% have emerged. The winter wheat crop continues to grow with 15% now headed. According to the USDA, that's up from 8% last week, and the 13% is what's normally averaged this time of the year. About 45% of the crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. That's down from 47% a week earlier and 50% at this point last year. Soybean futures added 7.5 cents to 10.49 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal gained $1.40 to 301.70 a short ton, and soy oil jumped 0.48 cents to 48.79 cents a pound. Corn futures for July up 0.25 cents or or a quarter of a penny. Yeah, let's go there to $4.90, and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures were unchanged at $5.52 and a quarter a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 3 cents to $5.66 and 3/4 cents. So it looked like it was kind of busy overnight. I don't think the grain futures are gold. I just got some important news from up around Visay in that area, in Ellis County and Woodward County, and that turtles are moving to higher ground. So what's that a sign of? Anybody know? You know, it's a good deal. Are the cattle in the corner yet? weather, I think we didn't, what's it said here? Looks like it's going to be wet up in towards Illinois and Iowa. Real strong storms, large hail and rain are forecast through there most of the week. And other than that, National Weather Service ain't got much going on with the weather. I did have a little excitement around the house last night. About 9:30 or 10, got the front door open with the screen down. Beth was laying on a rug, and sister's laying in her kennel, and Beth just turned 2 years old last month, and these wire hair pointing Griffons like I got are really immature. Takes them a while to grow up compared to other dogs. And so she's 2 years old, and she's still a little immature, but she's getting better. But her sense of something going on, whether it's good or bad, in the last 3 to 6 months has incredibly increased. And out of nowhere, I was watching NCIS or something, and out of nowhere, this dog comes up off that rug, and Griff's got some really, really fierce growls and barks, and she comes up off of that thing, just barked a couple times and was growling at the front door. And sister, she's, bless her heart, she's getting a little old on me, but she comes up out of there, she's ready to kill anything that moves. And I let them out, and I heard them, they're scuffling around out in that area and something. So I finally turned the porch light on, and I didn't see nothing. I hollered at them to come back in, and they came back in, and they're really wanting to go back outside, and they kept on going. So I let them back outside, and I heard a bark, so I got the flashlight and went out there, and there's a raccoon on top of the house, and these dogs can't figure out how to get on top of the house. So finally I got the coon knocked off the house, and sister rehomed him. It was quite the fiasco at the house last night. So all kinds of cool things happen in the country. You never know what's going to go on one evening or not. Okay, let's check out the current grain markets, if I can find it. Yep, there it is. Let me refresh it. Let's see what's happening. Cotton was up today. I think it's the first time I've seen it, up over 67 cents in quite a while. All right, here we go. May corn right now is down 5 1/4 at 476. Soybeans for May, 1038, up 8.5. Soybean meal, May, 294, up 110. Soybean oil for May is down 4766. Hard red winter wheat is down 2.5 for May at 548. And July is 560, down 3 3/4. Cotton is at 67.28 for July. December 68.75, and it's up a little bit today, about a half. Oil out of West Texas up $1.90 for May, 64.98. Natural gas, first time it's been below $3 in a while. May natural gas is $2.99. The NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow are all up there pretty good. So that usually means cattle is. Live cattle, April, 211.80. That's got to be a record. It's up 202. 211.80. That's got to be a record. June is 206.40, up 265. Feeders for May, 287.65, up 212. August is 291.90, up 275. And September's 290.80, up 280. Lean Hog, every category from here on, every month from here to October in a positive today. May is 92.20, up 117. I got a message from a friend of mine. Let's see. Oh, down there in Washita County, this guy seen a turtle on top of a fence post earlier today. So what's that a sign of? Something. I got turtles moving in Ellis County, and I got turtle in Washita County on top of a fence post earlier today. So what's that mean? Did that hawk fly that turtle in there and figured out he couldn't eat it? So I don't know. Okay, so one of my friends is up at the Beaver Stockyards today, and he sold, where'd he go? He had heifers weighing 857, brought 2157 a head, 254. Good job. He said, it's crazy up there today. Looking at what happened in Western Oklahoma yesterday and Elk City Friday, it's just crazy. Yeah, we'll see what's going on. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour break. That is the happy hour day. While remember, you guys, if you're driving through Elk City and you've been looking at a palpation head gate and work area, stop by there. Greg Mouse, Taylor's dad, has some of these. He's already sold one. I seen it was missing yesterday. Stop by there and check out this deal. So he's got the head gate in there for a cow. This is a palpation setup, but the gates and the stuff that he's got built onto it, it's a pretty cool setup. So if you get a chance, stop by there. You can open part of the lower gate, the side gate that's on the cow. You can open them in case she goes down if you're pulling a calf or something. But I thought what was really cool is a small gate in there that you can raise so the calf can suck its mama, like one of the heifers or a cow don't want to take the baby or something, and she's going to have to let the baby suck. That's all there is to it. A really nice setup, and I was kind of impressed with the price on it, and I'll let them discuss that with you. I don't want to announce that on the show, but it's about a third of what I got in that system we got out there west in town, so it's pretty impressive. Stop by there at Stockman's Vets there on the north side where you come in and around to the back and check that out. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Leaders aren't born, they're made. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre loves how FFA creates leaders every day.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April 14th. 1,204 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 429 brought 420. 3 at 473 brought 395. 25 at 608 brought 360. 46 at 807 brought 275. 27 at 860 brought 265. 20 at 982 brought 254. 4 head of heifers at 366 brought 432.50. 8 at 430 brought 365. 7 at 545 brought 335. 6 at 643 brought 298. 4 at 788 brought 260. 36 at 844 brought 247.75. 10 at 1123 brought 199. Butcher cows were 80 to 164. Butcher bulls brought 110 to 193. Bred cows were 1100 to 2825. Pairs brought 1525 to 2750. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If you guys are watching on Facebook, don't pay no attention to me. I'm kind of itchy. I was having breakfast at the hospital this morning with a friend, and she looked at me and she said, "There's a tick crawling across your cap." So I've been itching ever since. And another thing, she wasn't impressed. I killed a tick on the table in there. So anyway, Wellington, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. 75 degrees, humidity's 44, dew point's 52. The winds are out of the south at 11, wind gust up to 20. 2.11 inches of rain so far this month in Wellington, which is pretty good. 8-inch soil temperature, 62 degrees. Well, on the phone right now with me is the world-famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Why are you not impressed with that?
I think just the world is not that small. I mean, I realize everybody says the world is a small place, but it is not small enough for me to be world-famous.
I beg to differ with you on that deal. So, I mean, well, I don't want to repeat some of the stories I've heard, especially on the radio. You probably wouldn't be impressed then. But then, you're all good. I got a mission for you this week, sir.
Okay.
I hear rumors that there was a gentleman that brought some cattle in last week that looked pretty good from over there north of Canute to the sale. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I hear rumors that he's bringing some more in this week that maybe look way better. And they're there's some steers. And so I don't know if you heard yesterday. You probably didn't. He was probably busy. But the stockyards up at North Platte yesterday, last Tuesday, a week ago, they had the third highest 5-weight sale ever recorded nationally, where they was 524, 145 head, weighed 524, brought 439.50 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can get there in time, depending on how big your cow cell is, but I was going to initiate and use a hot shot to get some of your buyers just to blow that out of the water so we can put Elk City on the map. You think that's possible?
It would either take the hot shot or maybe a lot of alcohol. I don't know which.
Well, I can fix up either one. And I'm not scared of trying it. Do you know what that top row likes to drink?
No, but my guess is probably the next free one that's handed to them.
Because here's the deal. You got one guy, a couple months back here, you know, he set the pace one day by, what did he pay, $4,500 for a pair or something. And then the next guy sent to him does not believe in second calf heifers. And then his son that sat next to him, he just laid back. He just wants, he's there for the show. And then you got the guy from Slap Out that he's the same guy that turned $50,000 down for a female hog.
So yeah.
And so, and then there's a couple more on there. I don't want to go in too big of details with him. I think we can pull it off.
Yeah.
Because there's some arrogance on that top row at times.
Oh, dear.
It's pretty sad when you know all their bad habits, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you just go right ahead and do what you need to do, but leave me out of it.
Well, you're no fun. And then last Friday, you had the secret weapon sitting on the front row. So, let's talk about last Friday if you want to. I really want to do this. I think if we can make all kinds of, like, Farm Journal, Successful Farming, Ag Web Daily, Drovers. I mean, we can make the news. Do you need more popularity there or not?
Probably not.
Okay. Well,
I've got a brother-in-law that's been trying to for years to, you know, get me to call the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, or something, and get us a reality show, a Sale Barn Livestock Auction reality show, and he said, you got enough drama and you got all the competition, you got this, you know, you could make somebody out there, one of your sorters, be your sex symbol and yada, yada, yada. And I said, I don't really want to give up my privacy that much.
Well, just think what we could do with a reality show with Cousin Kay.
Oh, yeah. I've got a story about Cousin Kay. Her and the Cotton King have been talking about you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell on them.
Okay, well,
you want me to tell it?
Let's save it for last. That way I can stew for a shorter period of time in the show. Well, hang on. Let me find your name here so I can look at the actual picture. All right, let's start at Elk City. Last Friday, good sale, 1,225 head. You had some, I got there, tell us about the cow sale, because I got there and I figured you was already selling calves and you're still selling cows.
Yeah. We had about 600 cows, or just almost half the run there last week was cows. Had a lot of good stock cows and then had a big run of butcher cows as well. Just kind of had an equal number of take-home cows and butcher cows. And market was good. Lots of interest, lots of activity. Lots of guys sitting in the stands, and some of them went home with their trailers loaded, and a lot of them went home with their trailers empty. But you know, that's a good sign, because hopefully the ones that went home with the trailers empty be back next, you know, this coming week. And you know, but we had a lot of good cows on offer. Got another good cow run lining up this week. If the rain don't get us, we'll have another good cow run this week. And lots of them good middle-aged and older pairs coming in this week again to offer those guys. But yeah, it was a good market and lots of buyer activity. The packers were aggressive. The stock cow buyers were sure wanting something to get turned out on this pretty green grass that were growing with all these good April showers that we're getting, and then carried on over into the calf market and less calves than normal because of the higher percentage of cows, but it was really, really good in the calf market as well, especially once again on them, you know, calves with condition, you know, ready to turn out and go right to graze, you know, not a little bit. Oh, we might have been just a smidgen softer on the new crop calves that are going to require a little weaning, a little bit more watching time. But the calves that's ready to go right on out, that a guy's not going to feel like you got to have to worry about the health on the cattle and get them right on out to graze, and still very, very strong on them.
Well, so is there back to the slaughters and the stocker cows? Are you still seeing a lot of the cows going back to the pastures?
Yeah, we are, you know, especially anything that's kind of thin and that we pair up or anything that's kind of a heavy bred cow that's going to have a calf in the next 60 days. You know, the vast majority of those, it doesn't seem to much matter if it's young all the way up to smooth mouth cow. If they're heavy bred and going to have a calf in the next 60 days, nearly all of them are going back out to pasture right now, as well as the thin pairs. We're seeing some fleshy cows come in off of some of this grazed out wheat and whatnot, and most of those that we pair end up getting split because the cows just they've got enough meat and enough yield on them. They're just worth more split, especially with the lightweight calves and what they're worth. But the thinner cows coming in off the grass, they've been dry wintered and not on the good lush wheat, a lot of them are going back out to the country, which is really, really good, kind of exciting to me, because that's going to help prop up our calf run this next fall when these numbers they keep kind of getting tighter on these cows and these calves that are being born this spring, but we're getting to send a lot of these old cows back to the country that for the past several years haven't went back to the country. They've all went to the packers, heavy bred or not. But the packers have just kind of whooped the stalker guys off of them. But that's flip flopping around now, and the stalker cow guys are taking them back out there, which is really good, because that'll keep from getting quite so tight this fall on these numbers. So.
Yeah, I think right now is a great opportunity for a cattle producer. Whoa, I like his. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry, I got a couple of checks laid in front of me. Good deal. It's a good day for Jimmy. So, I mean, I just texted her bill about an hour ago. She's already paying. So you got these little, not cliques, but these little divisions or groups of producers. These guys over here, they like to calve heifers, and they like to get rid of their cows when they're six, 7 years old. And then you got these guys that like to keep their cows to somewhere between 7 and 10 years old. And then you got those guys that just like to keep them until they go in the nursing home kind of groups. You know what I mean? Yep. But if a guy is in the business of keeping, he wants his cows to always be, somewhere between 4 to 7 years old, right now is a good opportunity to get rid of some of your older cows and replace them with some new heifers or whatever you want to do.
Bet.
I think it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sure is. And like you and I've talked about before, with these numbers look like, the heifer retention's not really getting started yet. So, conceivably, if everything stays like it is, we don't have any weird happenings, we ought to, this market ought to be good rocking and rolling like this for the next 3 years, they're sure not rebuilding the cow herd as of yet. And, we're sure probably going to get another couple of years once the rebuild starts. And so, if the supply and demand rules this thing, it ought to, we ought to be pretty good for 3 years. But that's, we're at levels we've never seen before. So that, everybody's a little jumpy. Everybody's a little nervous of what could happen, and if this thing does decide to fall, or something scares the paper traders and causes them to panic, how far down can they pull it? That's a little bit of a scary thing, but we talked about before, I encourage everybody to, have you some sort of a protection, on your bottom side while we're up at these levels, just to kind of keep yourself protected in case we do have one of them unexpected, unforeseen things. That's what, it's not the things that you can see coming that get you, it's the unforeseen things. And, you can put protection on these cattle, even all the way up to your calves that are just now hitting the ground. So it's not a bad idea at all to look at some of those possibilities and get you some price protection on these cattle where you're sitting good and you're feeling good and you're sleeping good for the next couple of 3 years while we're up at these levels that we're at. And like I say, we should stay at these levels, but you just never know what's coming down the pike. It's the unforeseen that makes you nervous.
Oh yeah, it's pretty wild. Dr. Peel, I read his report from his daily, him and Dr. Beck's daily or weekly email they put out from Stillwater. And, you know, they're showing the heifer numbers are down in the feedlots, but, you know, we're talking 1% and or even mm-hmm. less than that. That's not a lot, is it? And, you know, even Dr. Peel, he's going, you know, it might be the start of the main heifer retention, but, you know, he didn't want to say it. And so, I'm not seeing nothing. You know, if all those cows you got coming in, I mean, I don't know where these cows are coming from you've had this year. I mean, it's been elbows and just grease from all year long on your at your sale with cows and pears and all this stuff. But they're going back out there. Do they people? Maybe these guys didn't have any cattle. Now they got some, and then the guys that sold them got heifers and. Maybe, you know, I don't know. It looks like it's kind of a wash to me.
Yeah. I don't feel like we're seeing, you know, more heifer retention that we're still seeing on cows going to the packing place. I think we're packing house. I think we're just, you know, kind of maybe staying afloat, staying level with where we are. I mean, there is a little bit of heifer retention, but it's, you know, just like I said, 1% less than the feed yards. But that's you know that's probably just barely offsetting the amount of cows that even with these cows that are going back out to the country, there's still a pretty large scale you know number of cows that are going to the kill plant. So
right, yep, it's crazy. You got anything? I know you said you got some. If the rain holds off or not crazy rainy, you got some pretty good cows. You got some calves coming in. What calves? Heifers, boys or girls, what one thing stood out for you last Friday? I know you've slept since then.
yeah, I've slept since then and looked at a lot of different numbers and whatnot since then. So I don't know. I'd have to go back and look what really stood out. I felt like we had some really good high-dollar lightweight calves, you know, but probably the stick-out sale would have been those calves with condition that grazing that was ready to go right on out to grazing, you know, weighing in the fives and sixes and what some of those brought that were, you know, that a guy just turn out and not have to worry about. That was probably the biggest thing. As I was saying, we got some of those things up there in the 340s, 50s, and 60s on some 550 to, you know, 650, six and a quarter weight steers. And that was probably what really stood out the most to me on Friday.
I got you. Well, let's head down I-40 to, I don't remember the exit number. What is it?
71.
71. I just know yep. Cherokee Trading Post. That's all I ever yep. remember. You had a good run over there. What was it, 1,200 something head?
1306.
Yeah. So, good run there. And, tell us a little bit about what happened there yesterday.
We had a good run, a real good head count for as wet as it was. It was mostly large groups of cattle, mostly large consigners that had brought cattle in. That allowed us to sort those cattle up into pretty large groups, and we whooped and rode through that sale pretty quick there yesterday. It started at 10:30 and done before I think by 2:30. Lots of large consignments, large drafts, and got them weighed and got them sold really good. Lots of buyers sitting there. I was just amazed at all the buyers that showed up that everybody had an order, everybody wanted some cattle. And you know, it was one of those days that you know, some days you show up and you watch and the buyers buy and you know, one or two gets nearly everything and everybody else goes home, you know, empty handed. But yesterday was one of those days that nearly every one of the buyers sitting in the barn, got a load or two or three or four. And so, you know, really got spread around. Everybody had some good money. Everybody had some push. Everybody was, you know, had been told we really need some cattle, and that made it good for the consigners. And it's always fun for me to get to watch that to you know, see the consigners walk out of there happy, but also see the buyers walk out of there happy that you know, the ones that come to buy for themselves got something done. The ones that the order buyers walk out of there with some commission checks, and that's always enjoyable for when everybody's getting a little bit of piece of the action, and the market's really good, so that the sellers are loving it too. So
yeah, I'm sure this one individual that looked like he about had half the cattle there yesterday. Those 821 pound heifers brought 260, 50. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet he was tickled.
Yep. He's got a good program, and he starts them things out a little bitty, and he's been waiting a long time to for his payday to get them rascals up big enough to sell, and typically sales will sell some of them a lot earlier than he did this year, but he did a good job farming this year and had lots of wheat and lots of rye to graze, and so he kept those cattle even longer than he normally does. He usually sells quite a few cattle there in November. And he canceled out on us in November. Said I've got to have something to eat all this wheat. I got lots of wheat, and it paid off. He had a lot of really good cattle and some really big consignment sizes and lots of buyers there to buy his cattle. So it was a long time getting it done. He took a long time he's put a lot of work and a lot of hours into. To get them little 1 to 300 pounders up to 700 and 800 pounders, but he did get a nice little payday yesterday.
Yes, he probably went from eating bologna to having fried chicken today.
knowing him, if he did, he's probably doing it on the run.
Yeah,
that's he probably didn't sit down and eat it. He probably did it on the
road. Yeah, I was gonna say probably so. What did have you got anything coming in next Monday at Western Oklahoma?
Not as of yet. I don't have any call ins yet for next Monday. I've got a couple of guys that are thinking that this may be the week that they bring their grazed out cattle in, but no confirmations yet. I think everybody's kind of waiting to see what the rain does this week. If we get a lot of rain and gets muddy and whatnot, they may hold off a week. If we just get a little bit of rain, well, they may bring them on. But got several deals lined up over the next three Mondays, but it just hadn't all worked out when exactly they're coming yet. Which week they're gonna roll in there. So I don't have anything official that I've been confirmed at that is coming in as of this Monday yet, but like I say, we're probably there. Everybody's kind of waiting to see if we're really going to get a bunch of good rain this upcoming week that they act like we might be.
I hope so. Because man, they're changing this weather pattern. You know, they're saying out there, far out there in the Western Pacific, that it's going into the neutral pattern instead of the pattern where it makes us drier. So it's kind of exciting. I mean, it's all a prediction, and it's going to be one day at a time. Mother Nature is our biggest sledgehammer as cattle producers mm-hmm. and farmers. So I guess it makes us feel better. But, hey, I got about 2 or 3 minutes left because depending on your story that you're getting ready to talk about with Cousin Kay and the Cotton King, I have a Cotton King story that happened in church.
Well, I can tell you that my story that the Cotton King was kind of on your side.
Really?
Cousin Kay, yeah. Cousin Kay, not so much. So apparently they were at a birthday party somewhere together. And there was 25 kindergartners there.
Ooh.
And the statement was made by the Cotton King that, "This is loud and wild and crazy. I would rather put up with 25 Jimmy Clarks than 25 kindergartners." And Cousin Kay said, "Not me. I'll take the 25 kindergartners over Jimmy."
Then
it went on further. We went on further. There was something said about, and I don't exactly know exactly how this got worded, but something about how much wind we'd had this spring, and Cousin Kay made some comment. I don't know exactly how this got worded, but something along the lines that we'd had more wind in this part of the world ever since the day in ag it started to become a thing.
Any more? Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, because when I went in there Friday, I ordered a cheeseburger and somebody made a remark or something in there. And I said something, and Kay says, "Hey, I'm cooking his food." So I don't know what happened to my food between the grill and where I was sitting down. And then Cotton King's uncle, Lawrence, came in. He sat down. And then somebody just yelled out something about you and me, and I ignored it, you know. And it just, I don't know, it's just, I like to eat peace and quiet when I go in that cafe, though. And usually, since she kind of likes me, she gives me dessert, even though I ordered a cheeseburger. Not last Friday. Yeah. So I hear that the Cotton King went to church on Easter, and, you know, he's kind of got a bum leg, and he can't stand up during the whole song deal, you know, because on Easter they usually stand up for two or three songs. I guess he was sitting down, and somebody sitting behind him was bent over doing something, and they butted heads. So I sent him a video this morning off of YouTube, no, TikTok, about two mountain sheep butting heads. You know how they eat each other. He didn't think I was funny.
So my question to that is this. Did they butt heads because he decided to stand up suddenly, or because the other guy decided to bow quickly? Which was...
Well, the I think it was a combination of both there. Because they were in a prayer, I understand, and both wives of both husbands laughed out loud during the prayer.
Oh, that's perfect.
That would have been worth a million likes on TikTok if somebody would have been videoing that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. And Cotton King must not be listening because my phone's not blowing up. And so I don't know, so we'll get it over with. But now I was gonna tell you, I really enjoyed coming there Friday because you had a big crowd there. The parking lot was full. I mean, I had to park out there with the trailers, and so you had good going there, and I hope that continues to go on. And I got to think about this reality show. If I can get Cotton King there and some other people there, maybe we can just do a TikTok.
See how many likes you can come up with.
Because I'm thinking that if we get Kay to deliver you food and she accidentally tripped a little bit, not tripped and fall, I don't want to do that to her at her age, but if she tripped and the food went flying, it'd be awesome.
So, yep.
And your daughter, when's your daughter coming home?
I don't know. We need to get something set up with her and get a day I'm going to be in town so we can get her to call in. I've told her that that day is coming, and she hasn't got a whole lot of weeks left.
We just need to get in here and have her live with you in here.
Yeah, that'd
and,
be all right.
And be a face-to-face debate on our ag communications compared to what they teach you at college.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yep. Yep, that'd be all right.
She's a sweetheart anyway. We need to get her in here. Maybe she'll come in here and just want to, like, help out a couple times during the summer so she can – my show will add to her resume.
Yeah. That would probably be something that would very, very much interest her, but I'm afraid that her summer has about all got taken up. So right after she gets out, this is her junior year, she heads for Croatia to go on a little vacation / educational trip with her aunt and uncle. And as soon as she gets done with that, then she spends 3 weeks in Czechoslovakia at a study abroad program that OSU has, where she takes a class in Czechoslovakia for 3 weeks. And when she gets back from that, she immediately starts her internship at the Oklahoma Beef Council.
So, oh, cool.
She has got a full summer lined up. She said she had her deal worked out with the Oklahoma Beef Council, that she was going to still be able to help Dad on Fridays and Mondays, but we'll we'll see whether or not that really transpires. She said she's going to work for them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and me Monday, Friday at the Sale Barns book. But we'll see if that works out as good as she thinks it's going to or not. I tickle me to death, but I don't know that the Oklahoma Beef Council is going to be willing to give her up that much.
No, probably not, because she's pretty sharp. So that's cool. Well, Brandon, thank you, and I'll see you Friday.
Sounds good, Jimmy.
All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break and be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place or our place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and 2-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
Together, we're making history again. The Ford Motor Company is letting Barbara Dyson Ford offer employee pricing to you through June 2nd. You pay what Ford employees pay for new vehicles. Employees get the biggest discounts, and right now, you get those same big price breaks. It's never been this widespread. It's never been this big. Now through June 2nd, you pay what employees pay. Employee pricing for everyone at Barbara Dyson Ford. Online, barbaradysonford.net. Offer excludes 2025 Expeditions and 2025 Super Duties.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through, because I want to help you, and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you, because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Woo, I just got a picture from a buddy of mine. I guess it's a new record. Not on the middleweight calves like I was talking to Brandon about, but there was 41 head of 1,195-pound calves, steers, brought 250-150, equals $3,005.12 a head. Holy smokes. That's awesome. And all right, let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. I'm going to take another quick break because me and Brandon was windy again, which is all right. Let's check out Buffalo, Oklahoma. Currently, it's 80 degrees, humidity 33. The winds are out of the southwest at 12, gusts up to 19. 1.61 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 818 is your sunset. 20% chance of rain today, 87 for a high. Tonight, 50% chance of thunderstorms and 55 degrees. Tomorrow, rain showers all day, 77 degrees, 80% chance of rain. All right, we're going to take another quick Stockman's Vet break, and I'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Ranchers, the Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th, will feature the most important issues and the best speakers in the cattle business. Go to the website or call 806-323-9114 to get your tickets today. Tickets include three big beef meals, all the presentations, 115 trade show exhibitors, and celebrating our 10th anniversary. See you in Canadian.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Cordell, Oklahoma here. Is your ag weather update brought to you by Hilbert Farm and Garden. 77 degrees, humidity's 50, the winds are out of the southwest at 21, up with gusts up to 27, 1.44 inches of rain so far. In the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 58 degrees, sunset at 8:14, sunny and windy today, 84 tonight, 40% chance of thunderstorms and 57 for low, and tomorrow, rain showers and 80% chance of rain showers, that is 77 for a high, with south winds 8 to 14. See, I've got, I don't know how many messages during the show. Keep cutting that hay, boys. You're contributing to the cause. All we're going to do is pat you on the back and say, good job. And another thing I want to throw out there for you, if you missed what I was talking about at Camrock the other day, they are now stocking Harvest King hay wrap that Midwest down here on Main Street used to have. Good wrap, and he's pretty, pretty nicely priced, by the way. Get a chance, go to Camrock there by Fred's and stock up on some hay wrap to wrap all that hay you're getting rained on right now. You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sarah America. God bless everybody.